You're listening to WWBC Cocoa, Melbourne, Titusville, 1510 AM, as well as W234BI, Cocoa, Rockledge, and W264AS, Rockledge, Melbourne, Palm Bay, and 100.7 FM.
You are now tuned in with the Power of Faith Healing and Deliverance Temple with Apostle Curtis Watkins. Please stay tuned at the end of the program for more information. Now here is Apostle Curtis J. Watkins.
Praise God. Good morning, good morning, good morning. Yes, it's about time for your miracle. Guess what? God has made it possible one more time. Amen. For me to come into your homes, into your cars, into the way of my Cypress audience, the radio station, WWBC 1510 on your AM dial and other stations that you heard earlier has made it possible for me to come and be with you, guess what, one hour. Again, you stay with me, I'll stay with you. Amen. God is still on the throne. We want to thank God for you this morning. We thank God because he's able to do a scene above all we think or act. Be not dismayed. God will take care of you. Come on. He's on the throne. He's on the throne. And he's still at work. Praise God. We want to thank God for you again this morning. All of you that's tuning in, all of you that will be tuning in, amen, probably after the broadcast, or go back and watch, do the replay, or watch the replay of Cypress audience. We thank God for you. Tag, share. Let somebody know. Come on. Turn on your radio. Call a neighbor. In the words of Pastor Shirley Tyson, call a neighbor. Call a friend. Amen. And tell somebody that the Power of Faith Healing and Deliverance Temple, 1219 South Street, is now on the air. Amen. It's about time for your miracle. Come on. God wants to do something for you, with you. And amen. And just because you're on his heart this morning, praise our God. Be of good courage again. Hold your head up high because the God we serve is able to do a scene above all we think or act. Be not dismayed. I keep saying that. That's in my spirit this morning. Be not dismayed because God will take care of you. Hallelujah. No matter what's going on, God will take care of you. He is who he say he is, and he's going to do exactly what he say he's going to do if you do what? Trust him. Come on, trust him. Praise God. Trust him. You may say, Apostle, I'm trying with everything in me to trust God. And it seems like it's just getting worse. It seems like it's just getting worse. I don't know what to do. I'm telling you, hold on. Hold on, because guess what? He that will come shall come. And he's going to do what he say he's going to do. But we must know and believe that his word, come on, because his word is his bond towards us. And I trust and pray today that you're waiting on God. Continue to wait on God. Come on. Amen. Hallelujah. Let's go to the throne of grace this morning. Those of you that can with me, bow your heads if you can. Hallelujah. And if you can't, you may be at work listening. You can't do it, but within your hearts, bow within your hearts. Father, in the name of Jesus, we thank you for another day. Thank you for another opportunity. Thank you for another time, God, that you allow us to come together by the way of Cypress audience, by the way of the radio station, Father. We thank you now, God, that someone have a tune listening in ear, God, and they're watching by sight on Cypress audience, Father. We thank you now, God, that you're able to do a scene above all they may think or ask today, Father. We thank you, Lord. Look on the sick and the shut in, God. Look on those going through bereavement hour, Father. We thank you now, God. Look on those are less fortunate than we are today, Father God. We thank you today that all our needs will be met according to what your word says, God. And we believe you and we take you at your word, God. In the name of Jesus, all these blessings we ask in the name of Jesus. Amen. 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 Praise God. Again, this is your host this morning, Apostle Curtis Watkins. We thank God for you, you, and you. Come on. Come on. Again, tag somebody in. Amen. Come on. Invite somebody in to watch this live broadcast that's coming out of the radio station, WWBC 1510 on your AM dial. in the other stations. Oh, we thank God. This is the day, again, that the Lord have made, and we will rejoice and what? Be glad in it. Amen. No matter what comes our way, God is still on the throne. No matter what it looks like, God is still on the throne. Come on here. Be not dismayed. Come on here. According to the scripture, God will take care of you. Come on. I need somebody to type this on the screen. Be not dismayed. God will take care of me. Be not dismayed. God will take care of me. Hallelujah. He will take care of you. Come on. His word is his bond towards you. His word is his bond. He will make a way out of no way. Come on. Yes, he will. Tell somebody. God bless you, Prophet Everett McKnight. God bless you. God will make a way out of no way. He's the same God that can and will. Oh, praise our God. Let me get these announcements out of the way. I'll be right back, amen, with you with this. Come on, hallelujah, because I know, amen, God will do exactly what he say he's going to do. Hallelujah. We want to send out our condolences to the bereaved families, amen, to those that are going through, amen. We want to send out our condolences, amen, to the Barton family, to Minister Marcus Barton. We want to send out to Lady Woods, Annie Lou Woods, amen, and to the Bible Way Church of God in Christ, amen, and to all of you. And we want to send out our condolences, amen, to the Denson family in the passing of Miss Alberta Denson, resident of Titusville also, amen, hallelujah. The homegoing service for missionary evangelist Elise Barton will be on Saturday the 9th, in Oak Hill, Florida. We're Bible Way Church of God in Christ. Pastor, God help us. Thank you, Lord. Pastor Willie Woods is our pastor. It will be the pastor. He's the pastor there. And Lady Woods, that's the missionary evangelist Lee's aunt. We want to be in prayer for them. Pray in prayer for this family. Amen. Hallelujah. The funeral will be at 11 o'clock up there in Oak Hill, Florida. Amen. So we thank God for this family, and we're praying that God will see them through this difficult time. Amen. Those that are connected to the family, those that are church family, pray for them that God will see them through this difficult time. Again, the homegoing service for evangelist missionary Elise Barton will be Saturday the 9th at 11 o'clock. The wake will be Friday from 5 to 7. At Lewis Ray Mortuary right there in Titusville, Florida. Amen. Hallelujah. So that again, the homegoing service for evangelist missionary Elise Barton will be Saturday the 9th in Oak Hill, Bible Way Church of God in Christ. The wake will be the 8th, which will be that Friday night. It will be from 5 to 7. At Lewis Ray Mortuary. And Mrs. Alberta Denson, homegoing service for her will be Saturday the same time. Hallelujah. The wake will be at St. James from 5 to 7. And that Saturday at 2 o'clock, it will be service for Miss Alberta Denson. Amen. So we want to throw our arms around these families and love on them. Amen. We know them very well. Amen. We want to be in prayer. You may know someone that I don't know. Be in prayer with them. Pray for them that God will see them through. Those that have gone through bereavement hour, let's continue to pray for them that God will see them through. Amen. Amen. Listen, my friends, my neighbors. Amen. Hallelujah. My brothers and sisters. Amen. Those you that know, as the saints would say, that know the word of prayer. Amen. Pray for me. Pray for us. Amen. We are in the final countdown of this prayer revival, intense prayer revival that God has called. Amen. For the 30 days. Amen. Hallelujah. We are right down at the countdown time. Amen. Hallelujah. Tonight Oh, tonight, you don't want to miss it tonight. I'm telling you, God has been moving in this prayer. Those of you that have been there, those of you that have been watching on Cypress Audience, those of you that have been there in the presence right there, you don't want to miss this prayer. Hallelujah. We're in the final countdown of the 30 days. Amen. Hallelujah. Praise our God. 6 more days to go. And I'm telling you, tonight, amen, it's going to be something in the place. You don't want to miss this. You don't want to miss this. And that Friday night, the 8th, I'm telling you, it will be a full service. It will be a full service. We will have full service, and then we will pray, and we will pray and pray. Amen. And that will be the final time of the 30 days that God have called this solemn prayer, consecration, revival. Come on, come over, come cross, come out, come in, and get what God has for you. Those of you that's been there, those of you that have been watching, you have been watching it, and you see God doing something, and you hear that God is doing something. So come. We're at, Apostle, I'm so glad you asked. It is going to be held at the Power of Faith Healing and Deliverance Temple, 1219 South Street, located in the beautiful city of Titusville, Florida. You don't want to miss this. Come on. Amen. The enemy don't mind us getting together for different things and all of this other stuff. All the big programs we have and all this fashion shows and all other stuff we gather for. But the enemy don't want us to gather to pray, because the Bible says, according to what the scriptures say, if my people, which are called by my name, shall do what? Humble themselves and pray and turn from their wicked ways. He said, then would I hear from heaven, and then only then would I hear from heaven and do what? Heal their land. So I'm inviting you. I'm asking you. I'm compelling you to come and be with us in this final countdown. Make effort. Come on. Push back some stuff. Get there. Don't have no excuse. No excuse. Because when we come together in prayer, we have the results that we have been asking God for in prayer. And we're going to see the hand of God through this. Amen. Hallelujah. Again, I want to see you there. Come on. I want to meet you. Come on. Those of you that's been watching, make effort, make plan to be at the Power of Faith in this final countdown. Amen. Of this call, clarion call for prayer for the body of Christ, so that we may see and we may hear what God is doing in this hour. Amen. There things are going to occur. There things are going to happen. So what God has done, he's conditioned us through prayer. He's conditioned us through prayer. Come on. He's building us up through prayer. And we must get in there. I want to see you tonight. I want to see you tonight. Come on. I want to see you tonight. We're at, again, the Power of Faith Healing and Deliverance Temple, where yours truly is the founder and pastor, Apostle Curtis Watkins. There's going to be some changes. There's going to be some things happening in your spirit when you come and pray, when you kneel and pray, when you stand and pray, when you walk and pray. There's something about prayer. It changes the situation. It's something about prayer. It adds to what God wants to do in your spirit when we pray. Because the Bible says, and he knoweth them that are his. Come on here. Hallelujah. And the Bible says, come on here. Come on. We must not do what? Forget to do what? Simmer ourselves together. Come on. We can simmer ourselves together. Come on, to do what? So we can gather to pray. So we can do what? So we can experience what God is doing. Amen. Hallelujah. So you got time to get there in this final countdown. The final countdown time for this clarion call for prayer. Come on here. And the Bible says that when Peter was in jail, the Bible says that the saints prayed without ceasing. Praise our God. And I want to see you in this final countdown time. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. God bless all of you that's come on. Daughter, God bless you. Pastor Webb, bless you. Thank God for you. Amen. We want to see you in the place. We want to meet you, and we want to greet you in the name of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. Hallelujah. Now, I want to go back to where we was at. Excuse me. Be not dismayed. God will take care of you. no matter what the enemy is doing, no matter what the enemy is trying to plot, no tricks, no plan, the enemy will not succeed. Why? Because God will take care of you. God will make a way. He is a way. Come on here. God will bring you out. Come on. But you must do what? Trust him. You must trust God. No matter what, the Bible said, trust in the Lord and lean not to thine own understanding. In all thy ways, acknowledge him, and he shall do what? Direct our pathway. So this is why we must trust in God. Come on, I want to talk to you this morning. Come on, you stay with me, I'll stay with you for 1 hour. Come on, we must do what? Trust in God. We must do what? Acknowledge God in all thy ways. Come on, because the enemy, I'm not glorifying the enemy will try to trap you up. The enemy will try to, he ain't trying. This is what the Bible say. He come to do three things: steal, kill, and destroy. He want to steal, kill, and destroy. But Jesus said, come on, I love the name of Jesus because he give us authority. He give us power to use his name. But Jesus said, I come, hallelujah, that you may have life and have it more abundantly. Be not dismayed. Come on. Be not dismayed. God will take care of you. Come on. He made the heavens and he made the earth. He will take care of you. Be not dismayed. He will heal you. Be not dismayed. He will open up doors. Come on here. Hallelujah. He'll open up doors that no man can open. Excuse me. And he'll close doors that no man could close. Come on. God is still who he say he is. Trust him. God will do what he say he will do. Come on, hallelujah. There is nothing too hard for God, but we must trust him. Be not dismayed. Come on, the people of God, I'm talking to you today. Those of you that are out there on the side of my voice and you're going through circumstances and situations and it feel like you're about to give up, feel like you're about to cave in on one on yourselves. But I come by today to tell you, hold up, you touch the dial. You just turn into a miracle. You just turn to a miracle. Hold up, you just face, stroll through Facebook. Stop right there. You just come into a miracle because Jesus, our Lord, our Savior, he's the one that can turn things around. He's the one, hallelujah, that can work things out when it seems like it's coming up against you. He's the only one that I know can step in a situation and make the situation look good. He's the only one that changes the situation. He's the only one that changes rules and policies and regulations on your behalf. He's the only one fight for you. We must trust in God. Be not dismayed. This is a title I want to use this morning. Be not dismayed. Come on here, because God will take care of you. He will bring you out. Come on. You may say, I'm going through, Apostle. I'm going through, and I've been going through. I've been going through ever since a while now. Ever since I came to this, situation in my life, I'm going through, and I don't know what to do. Come on. I'm telling you, be not dismayed. Come on. Hold on to the horns of the altar. Hold on. Change your confession. Come on. You can make it through this. You can come over this. You can come out of this. God bless you, Overseer Kendrick. Hallelujah. My cousin, God bless you. I'm telling you, be not dismayed, because the God we serve is able to do abundantly, exceeding of all things that we may ask of him. He's the God that can. He's a God that will. Hold your head up high. Come on, hallelujah. You're walking up on the open heaven. Come on. My soul, love you, God. You're serving a God that can and a God that will. I don't care what the enemy is trying to say. I don't care what the enemy is trying to do. God will take care of you. Come on, hallelujah. And we won't walk by nothing else. For the just shall live by faith. Come on, we shall walk by faith. We shall live by faith. And we shall walk by faith. Because the God we serve is able to do. He's able to do it. Come on. Don't let the circumstances, don't let the situations that you're going through right now, come on here, don't let it manifest and tell you that it's not going to be done. Come on, you got the power and you got the authority in your mouth. You got the power and the authority in your hands. Come on here. Hallelujah. The enemy wants you to look at the circumstances. The enemy wants you to fear. The enemy wants you to fret. But I stop by to tell you, come on, hallelujah, cast your care cares upon him, for he careth for you, and he will bring you out. He will heal you. Come on, he will deliver you. He will set you free. Come on, hallelujah. Oh, my God. He will open up doors, come on, that men have closed up. He will, hallelujah, make a way out of no way. Be not dismayed. Be not dismayed. Come on, my friends. Be not dismayed, mother. Be not dismayed, father. Be not dismayed, sister, brother. God will take care of you. He's going to bring you out. He's going to bring you out. If he brought the children of Israel out of the wilderness, he's going to bring you out. Come on. He brought them off in the hands of Pharaoh. Come on. And he brought them into the wilderness. Come on. And he took care of them in the wilderness. Even when they were grumbling, mumbling, and complaining, God took care of them. He made a way for them out of no way. Yes, he did. Come on. Yes, he did. Come on. Let me name some of the ways he made. Come on. He fed them. Come on here. From manna on high, God will take care of you. Come on. Yes, he did. He let the clothes grow on them. Yes, he did. As they walked, the shoes grow. Yes, he did. Come on. He led them. Hallelujah. By a cloud. Hallelujah. By a cloud by day and a pillar of fire by night. Come on, he made a way. Come on, he made a way. Come on, in the way, in the wilderness. You may feel like you're in the wilderness today, but I want to let you know, Jehovah Shabbat, Jehovah Shalom, he's there with you in the midst of what you're going through. Be not dismayed. Come on, hold your head up high, because God will take care of you. I can't stress it enough in this time that I got with you. God will take care of you. Be not dismayed. Come on, come on. I want you to get in your spirit. Be not dismayed. No matter what you go through today, no matter what the enemy try to present to you today, be not dismayed. Know this, that Jehovah Jireh, know this, that Jehovah Shabbat, know this, that the God we serve is able to do exceeding abundant of all that we think or ask, and he will bring me out. Come on, hallelujah. Change your confession. You may woke up saying it's a terrible day. Change it. Come on here. But this is the day that the Lord have made, and you will rejoice, and you will be glad. Come on here. I am an overcomer today. Faith-filled words do what? Dominate. Faith-filled words do what? Take root, take shape. Come on here. And it bring it to pass, because God will take care of you. Hallelujah. He will take care of you. Hallelujah. He's going to do it. Why? Because he's that kind of God. Come on. I'm like David now. David said in his word, once I was once young, but now I'm old. Never have I seen the righteous forsaken, nor his seed begged bread. Oh, my God. Nor his seed begged bread. Come on. Nor his seed begged bread. Come on, somebody. Hallelujah. And I want you to know, come on, God ain't going to let us beg bread. God ain't going to let us be overtaken. God is not going to let you be made ashamed. Come on here. Those that trust in God, you're trusting our God. You're my soul. Bless you today, God. You got to trust God with everything according to what we're reading in the scripture. Be not dismayed. Come on here. God will take care of you. Come on. Don't let the circumstances, don't let this situation you're in right now dictate to you to tell you that you're not going to make it. Don't let it dictate to you to tell you that you're not an overcomer. Don't let it dictate to you, come on, to tell you that you're not going to be healed. Come on here, because what the word says, by what the word says in Isaiah, he was wounded for our transgression, he was bruised for our iniquities, and the chastisement of our peace was upon him. And listen, here we go. By his stripes we are healed. Be not dismayed. Come on, hallelujah. Somebody type that in there. Be not dismayed, because God will take care of you. Come on, somebody type it in there right quick. Hallelujah, if you can. Be not dismayed. Put it out there. Publish it out there. Come on here. Put it on the walls. Come on, put it all the way around you. Be not dismayed, because God will take care of me, and he's going to bring me out. He's going to bring you out. Come on, hallelujah. Come on here. Don't faint now. You're in the middle about to reach your miracle. You're in the middle about to reach your blessing. Hallelujah. Hold your head up high. Don't let the enemy make you get this close. Hallelujah. And make you doubt God now. I am healed. I am an overcomer. I can do all things through Christ that strengthens me. Because guess what? I refuse to let the enemy, come on, I refuse to give the enemy glory. I refuse to give the enemy any room to make me doubt God. Come on here. See what is happening. We've been praying. When you start praying, hallelujah, and you come to another dimension in prayer, the enemy can't survive in prayer like that. Come on. The enemy can't survive when you trust God. He's already cut down. Hallelujah. I'm reminded of Abraham. Hallelujah. The Bible says Abraham staggered not at the promises of God, but through unbelief. Come on. You got to hold on today. I come to encourage you. You got to hold on today. Come on. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hold on. Stand on in there. Come on. Hold on to the horns of the altar. Hold on to his word. Hold on to confessing his word. Because guess what? God bless you, Sister Arlene. Thank you. Be not dismayed. Come on. Be not dismayed. Because the God we serve, he's able to do it. The God we serve, he got all power in his hand. The God we serve, I'm talking about Jesus. I'm talking about the one that went down in the grave and stripped the enemy. Oh, my soul love you. Stripped the enemy of the keys of death, hell, and life. Come on, he stripped them. He stripped the enemy. Guess what? And he came back and gave you that power. Come on, that authority. He came back and gave you the keys to decree and declare. Come on here. Hallelujah. So it's no time to be this, discouraged. It's no time to, come on here, to let the enemy start talking in negative and bringing all this stuff to you. Yes, I'm telling you, it may be a known fact. It may be a known fact. Yes, you're going through. Everybody's going through. Everybody's going through. If you name the name of God, you're going through. Come on. And if you don't have the name of God, you're going through. Come on. So guess what? Nobody's exempt from trials and tribulation. We're going to have those. But I know this in the midst of what I'm in. You got to make this thing personal. In the midst of what I'm in right now, it ain't going to overtake me. It ain't going to overtake us because we believe in our God. Again, some trust in chariots, some trust in horses, but we trust in the name of our God, Jesus. Come on, hallelujah. Somebody need to go back to saying Jesus in the midst of circumstances, to understand other things and talking fear, doubt, and unbelief. Jesus is able to. Oh, my God. Oh, my God. I like the book of Jude. Amen. We use it for a dismissal service. We use that for a dismissal saying. But you can use it all the way around. Hallelujah. Now unto him that is able. Now unto him that is able. Hallelujah. Overseer Kendrick. Bishop Kendrick. Now unto him that is able. Come on here. To keep us from falling and to do what? Present us faultless before the only wise God, our Savior. Come on. Hallelujah. Be not dismayed. Be not dismayed. Because he will take care of us. Daughter Juanita. He will bring us out. Evangelist daughter. Hallelujah. Black man. He will bring us out. He will bring us out. Evangelist daughter. Mara. Deacher Mara. He will bring us out. Come on. Sister Arlene. He will do it. Oh, Evangelist Patty Harvey. He will do it. He will turn things around. In the midst of what we're in. Hallelujah. Oh, God. Hallelujah. He will take care of you. Come on. Trust in God. We trust in God when we can't trust in nothing else. Everything else is going down but the word of God. Everything is going down. People are falling. People are walking away. Come on, saying, I can't take it no more. People are walking and giving up. Come on here. Throwing in the towel. Come on here. Saying, there is no hope. I stopped by to tell you, you touch this dial. You tune into the Miracle Radio broadcast. And I come to tell you today, there is hope. There is hope. There is hope. Hallelujah. He's a God that can. And he's a God that will. He have done things over and over again, but you must trust him. God bless you, Evangelist Cell. You must trust him because he is able to do it. Be not dismayed. I wish I had some witnesses out there. Come on, hallelujah. I wish I had some hand clappings going on. I wish I had somebody to be identified. See, we got to know that we know, no matter what we in, that God will take care of us. God will bring us out. God will open up doors. He will, He will, hallelujah, bring us into a place of rest in Him when we trust in God. Be not dismayed. Come on. Hallelujah. As I said, this is the title of the broadcast today. Hallelujah. This is subject of the broadcast today. Be not dismayed. Come on. Come on. Hallelujah. God, guess what? He said he'll let nothing come on us unaware. Guess what? And if he brings us out, he brings us out. He brings us through it. Come on here. Hallelujah. Because why? We do what the word said. We cast our cares upon him. Hallelujah. God bless your daughter, Sister Melissa Shula. God bless you. He cares for us. Be not dismayed. It's nothing too hard.